And apparently a daughter-in-law is the next best thing. Which brings me back to my summer of not love. I wanted nothing to do with these girls, and after my mom's 8th attempt to set me up, yes, 8, I told her enough was enough. I was done. And thankfully, she listened. Until the last Saturday before I left for school. The evil matriarch in the devil's leggings made her final stab at finding a girl for me. And I hate to admit it, but she saved a doozy for last. A fucking titan in black skinny jeans. A boss of nonchalance. And a girl who will not only turn my life upside down, but do it while juggling a soccer ball, looking effortlessly gorgeous, and is 100% against relationships. Of any sort. Thanks, Mom. Thumbs up. You're meddling. Has made me absolutely miserable. Chapter 1. Lincoln. The party is going to be epic, dude. You have to come back. I slip on my jeans and button them up while the phone is on speaker. My mom's won't let me go back early, you know that. Why did you even ask, man? Hartley Dashiell, my best friend, sighs. Can you tell them there's some sort of sweetheart dance happening with a speed dating twist, and you're afraid if you don't go, you'll miss out on meeting the love of your life? It's a solid attempt, knowing what my moms would like, but they're not stupid. Laughing, I say, if only they'd fall for that. Sorry, man, I have plans with my mom. She wants to take me out one last time before I head to Brentwood on Monday. You're breaking my heart. I'll make it up to you when I return. Are you talking Frankie Donuts making it up to me? Looking around my room, I see a white shirt draped over an armchair and pick it up. I give it a quick sniff. Clean. Perfect. I slip it over my head, find my cologne, and then give my chest a spritz. Gotta smell good for my mom. Frankie Donuts with a coffee while walking down the boardwalk hand in hand. You won me over with hand in hand. He sighs. I'll hold down the fort until you get here. Hurry home, sweetie, Hartley says sarcastically. I will, schnookums. Laughing, we both hang up, and I slip on my white Adidas and head downstairs. When I reach the kitchen, Mama is sitting at the table in front of her computer, glasses on, and a concentrated furrow to her brow. Everything okay? I ask, catching a glimpse of the code on her computer. I'll never understand how she grasps that shit. It's all just a bunch of letters and numbers to me. She leans back and presses her fingers to her temple. The porn site I'm working on won't search butt plugs, and I have no idea why. It's frustrating. Oh, did I mention she takes on any job when it comes to website design? I mean, any job. Oh, and my mom? Yeah, she does the graphics for Mama, making them quite the team. The logo for this website is an erect dick, so helping them scour mock-ups for said dicks has been horrendous, to say the least. Look, Mama says, switching over to the website where a man's bouncing in front of a camera holding his penis. Jesus Christ. I hold up my hand so I don't have to see a random dick flapping around. Ignoring me, and the penis, I guess an easy job for my lesbian mom, she clicks on the search feature and says, I type in butt plug, and when I press enter, we get butt play, but no plugs. And I know there are plugs on this website. I tagged them. I run my hand over my forehead. A real conundrum. But, if you don't need my assistance, I'm going to the car to wait for Mom. No need to wait. I'm right here. Mom appears, wearing leggings and a button-up black and red flannel with the sleeves rolled up to her elbows. Of course, she has the same shoes as me, which is normal at this point, and she's wearing her signature red lipstick. Look at our handsome boy. He's so grown up. Mom places a kiss on my cheek and then turns to Mama, who has her hand on her chin, deep in concentration, while the dick aerobics happen in front of her. Not batting an eye, Mom bends down and kisses her on the lips. I know you'll be able to find the glitch, honey. You'll soon bring butt plugs to all. Huffing and turning back to the code, Mama adjusts her glasses and studies the screen. Thank you. Have fun, you two, and bring me home some potato skins.